Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. So the first time I did a show on The Ticket, I believe was about two Aprils ago, not quite 2 years ago. And the first guest I brought on was DP. But the very next guest I brought on was Chuck Carroll, the man I'm about to bring on. Because without him, I never get into speaking publicly above a whisper, above an audible. If anyone knows how shy I used to be, I certainly don't have a freaking show. And now that we've gone to 2 hours, I was like, I have to bring Chuck back on. So Chuck Carroll is the host of the Physicians Committee's uber popular The Exam Room podcast. He's known widely as the weight loss champion. And we're going to chat about this in a minute. But a name given to him by an NFL player for losing an incredible 275 pounds, and also my former co-host of our podcast from back in the day, Fourth and Pain. Chuck, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. I'm good. And yeah, that was awfully nice of that NFL player to give me that nickname. It's kind of served me well over the years.
You know, let's talk about that NFL player whose name has been omitted. What's the deal with that, man? You can't put Adam Carriker in there. Like, just I'm just some random guy who was on the team for like a day and then got cut. What's the deal with that, man?
Brother, I don't even know where you got that from, man. Where are you reading that from? I will get that corrected for you forthwith. You have my word.
I typed in Chuck Carroll into Google. Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Chuck Carroll, food for life instructor. It's a picture of before you lost the weight, after the weight, and then a nice little write-up. Hey, man, this is about you. I don't want to make it about me. It's all about you, all right, Chuck?
Well, either way, I feel bad, man. I feel almost as bad as the time we went to Raw right after you had knee surgery, and I made you walk down that huge, steep parking ramp. Like, and you, like, you couldn't even move your leg, and you're just dragging that thing behind you. You're, like, trying to rehab that. But I to this day, feel really bad about that, if you remember that. But, yeah, anyway, damn good to talk to you, brother.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. But I do kind of remember that now that you bring it up, because I had the Stone Cold shirt on that night, and I remember Mr. Kennedy, Ken Anderson, text me. He's like, are you in the front row of Raw with an Austin shirt on? And I was like, yep, that's me and Chuck, because he'd been on our show back in the day, so. Yeah, I definitely remember that. So, hey, man, a couple of things I want to chat with you about. And you have free reign to say whatever you'd like. No holds barred. You can embarrass me. You can be kind, whatever you'd like to do. But I want to go back because you're the one who was like, hey, man, you found out I was a wrestling fan. Hey, you want to do a podcast? We should do a podcast together. And initially I said no because I was terrified of public speaking. We had the lockout that year. And that's how long ago this was, like whatever it was, like 12 years ago, something like that. And I got so bored over the offseason, I text you. I'm like, hey, are you still interested in this? You said yes. And I still remember the first time we ever just recorded anything. You came over to the house that we had there in Ashburn. We went upstairs. We went into a room. We had just like this recorder machine, like old school, sitting. And we were just going to practice for like 15 minutes. And I remember you started talking. And we were going to talk about what got us into wrestling and things of that nature. And then you stopped talking, and all of a sudden I was supposed to talk, and I don't know if you could tell, I was getting sweaty under the hat, just you and me in a room. And I, excuse me, I talked about Hogan turning heel at the 96 Bash on the Beach, because that's the only thing that popped in my head in the midst of my gigantic panic in that moment of just you, me, and the recorder in the room. But from when we used to do shows and some of the things we used to do, what were some of the things that stuck out to you? Like, hey, this was something that was really fun. or this is kind of a goofy story about Adam, or just some of the things you remembered and enjoyed doing, or if you want to embarrass me, from our Fourth and Pain days?
I'm not going to embarrass you. I think that the whole show, the premise around it was just like embarrassing each other, you know, and the bits that we used to do with Goldberg. Like, I will never forget the time that you were telling me, like, when you lost that bet to Goldberg and you had to pose in his wrestling trunks and you, like, must have, like, put on a gallon of baby oil. You were all kinds of shined up in the locker room. And, like, we sent the pictures into TMZ, and the next day you're in the training room, and I think you heard Brian Arakpo just yell out, "Oh, my God!" And you started laughing because you knew at that point that the article was published. And, like, that story stuck out to me a lot. And then myself, like, well, you know, what goes around comes around. Then I had to, like, go out there in the, you know, in the nut huggers, you know, in the snow and, like, pay off a bet at one point because my dumbass lost a bet to that too. But, yeah, dude, I just remember having so much fun with it and how you've really blossomed into this incredible broadcaster. And now that you've, you know, got your own show, like, you're carving a path. And, you know, I don't know if you still hear from Fourth and Pain people from time to time, but I still do, man. So the legacy of that show, it lives on.
Dude, this we're talking about a decade later. And I remember some of the guys we were fortunate enough to interview. We had Goldberg come on every week that year. Once we discovered he really wanted to talk about football and do NFL picks with us, we interviewed Roman Reigns back in the day when he was part of the Shield. And his goal one day was he wanted to be the guy, which obviously came to fruition. Dude, that picture. Okay. So where we previously lived, I randomly came across that picture. And I was like, oh, I'll just poke some fun at myself. And so basically Nebraska was playing Georgia in a bowl game. And this particular, I think we played each other twice in a bowl game in a certain span. The first time we played, we lost. And I had bet Goldberg. And I forget what happened if Nebraska won. Didn't matter because Nebraska didn't win that one. But if Georgia won, because that's where he played, I had to dress like Goldberg, like you said. And I just had my knee surgery. I had not worked out in 5 weeks. And I was feeling a little self-conscious. I got to take this picture and nothing but basically black underwear. I had the stupid brace. Like, we took the picture and we kind of edited out the brace, but if you look in the bottom right corner, you can still see it. So anyways, I came across this about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I just put it out on social media and just laughing at myself. My daughter comes home from middle school about 2 days later, just mad. And this is my most private child I have. Most quiet, most private child. Apparently, one of her teachers had grabbed that and put it on the screen in front of everybody. I don't know if they still use overheads, but whatever it was, in front of the whole class, and just goes, "Addison, is this your dad?" Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? And I had an absurd amount of baby oil because I remember being conscious about not working out for 5 weeks. And you go, Adam, wrestlers will put baby oil on to make their muscles pop. And let's just say I used an absurd amount of baby oil. And Addison was so embarrassed, so mad. And dude, so that kind of came back to bite me, or at least my daughter, unfortunately, in front of her friends and her class on that particular day. So that picture kind of lives in infamy now in the Carricker household. But hey, man,
what kind of a messed up teacher would do that and put that up in front of the class, dude? That's so jacked. I hope that she gets like a automatic A for the rest of the year.
Well, she's our student who just competed in the Science Bowl, and she tends to get all A's anyways. But man. The teacher's justification was your dad put it out there for the world to see. Well, I put it out for my followers to see, not my daughter's like friends and students that she goes to class with, which I guess kind of coincides hand in hand. I didn't think about that. So now I have to be much more conscious with what I put out because I don't really care. It doesn't bother me. But due to my kids, you know, I kind of care about them a little. I don't want to embarrass them. So, but hey, man, I want to ask you this because I'm actually, when I was done playing, I was about 320. And I got all the way down to 220 because when I was a senior in high school, I was 220. And throughout the course of playing at Nebraska, the Rams, the Redskins, I got up to 320. And I wanted to be the guy that put on 100 pounds, lost 100 pounds. Now, that was about whatever it was, 8, 9, 10 years ago. I put on about 75 of that pounds back, and I'm in the process of trying to lose it again. I've had some ups and downs. I've obviously done this before. I'm a little bit older than I was the first time I did it. So what advice would you have for someone like me or anyone who's trying to live a healthier lifestyle or trying to lose some weight? Because you did one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. You lost 400 and, hold on, let me get this right. You went from 420 to, what was it, 175? Is that correct? You lost 275 pounds. Does that math add up? Is that correct?
The math is incorrect. The numbers are somewhat correct. So I went from 420 down to 140. So literally a third of the man that I used to be. Lost 280. So yeah, man. And I'll tell you what the keys are, you know, and this goes for anybody that's had weight loss surgery, anybody that's done it on their own, anybody using Ozempic or Wegovy. It's consistency. And like, and this is like, this was the hardest damn thing, bro, because I know you and me used to go to like B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings, and we could clear out some chicken. Mm-hmm. But dude, like, no more cheat days, because if you have a cheat day, like, it makes it so much harder to stay on the straight and narrow the next day. And it's just that consistency and building it into the routine. And like, once you eliminate that kind of garbage from your diet, you lose your taste for it over, you know, the couple of months. And then, you know, if you ever do slip up and have it again, it's not going to taste the same. So hopefully you won't reincorporate that back into your diet, man. But it comes down to cheat days. And I don't know if you're a calorie counter or not, but something like an app where you do food journaling could help you out too, which I know people are tuning in right now for sports talk, but I'm telling you, people, I'm telling you, this will help you out.
No, I brought you on because those were the two things I wanted to chat about. Okay, we already chat about one, kind of our time. We used to cut WWE promos on each other on air, off air, and whatnot. But then living a healthy lifestyle and how you can do that. Some people are trying to lose weight. Some people actually need to put on some weight, whatever the case may be. But you're talking about no cheat days. So my question is, what are some of the things that people can eat that are healthy, but maybe they don't just taste straight healthy? Maybe there's actually a little bit of good taste to them. What are some of the things people can look for along those lines?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Oh, man. So here's the thing. And like, you can do all kinds of things with, like, good-tasting, healthy food now. It's not like, you know, back in the day where you'd have to find this little mom-and-pop shop. You know, maybe they have, like, this little corner of healthy foods, man. Like, literally, you can go into any grocery store in the world now and find, I eat a plant-based diet. So I can find anything that's, like, healthy and still within my parameters that tastes good. If you're a steak guy, you can find steaks that are made out of mushrooms, which I know. I'm talking to Nebraska, and I just heard, like, advertisements for double cheeseburgers with bacon and barbecue and all kinds of stuff. Like, I get it. I get it. But you got to understand, like, when somebody who used to weigh 420 pounds tells you that something tastes good, that's an endorsement, because fat boys know flavor. And believe you me, the fat boy still lives in my brain. And so when I bite into something and I'm like, daggone, this tastes good, legit, believe it. Whether or not you're 420 pounds or 140 pounds, like, tastes good, tastes good. So the first thing I would do, like, we just had the Super Bowl this past weekend. Instead of having, like, cheese dip, I had hummus, you know, which is a nice protein-packed, low-fat snack. And again, it's not exactly the most macho thing, but once you get past that part of it, Adam, I'm telling you, bro, like, it just opens up a whole new door of health for you.
All right, man. So how big of a role does exercise play in this versus just the diet? Obviously, the combination is probably the most optimal thing you can do. People have busy lifestyles, but how big of a role does exercise play in this? And, you know, if someone's like, man, I don't have a whole lot of time, but maybe I want to exercise a little, is it like 3 days a week for like 30 minutes? Like, what would you kind of recommend? What are some of the things they can do?
Yeah, well, the first thing I would do is like flip the script. I mean, it's 90% nutrition and then 10% exercise when it comes to weight. You're never going to be able to outrun a Snickers bar or, you know, a double cheeseburger. There's just too much fat and too many calories in there. But if you prioritize nutrition and then just start walking 3 times a week for a half an hour or an hour, that's going to pay huge dividends, because you're not having to struggle to burn off all of these high calorie foods that are just going to set you back. If you never eat these things in the first place, you're in a much better place than struggling, like wondering, why isn't this weight coming off, man, and getting like all kinds of frustrated. When I lost my weight, I never went to the gym. I never, ever, ever went to the gym. I literally just walked it off. I was religious about it during my lunch break, and I would walk for an hour to an hour and a half. And then if it was, you know, a really long walk, I'd just make up the time at the end of my day. But this is the thing. It's like, we all love sports. We all like just idolize people like you, Adam, who you know, built a career on the gridiron, and we dream of being those people. But my little 5 foot five narrow behind is never going to be 6 foot six, 320 all muscle Adam Carriker, right? I never had the desire to live in the gym like that. So why in the world would I force myself to be something that I'm not? Let's do something that I know is realistic that I can do day in and day out. And for me, that was just walking and taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Little things like that paid huge dividends, especially when you put food first.
Dude, I'm loving what you're saying, and I'll tell you why. Because yes, I like to work out, but I don't have the time I used to. I just work out 3 days a week now. You know, I'm not one of these guys that's in the gym 4, 5, 6 days a week trying to lose weight. So the other days, and my wife can verify this, that I don't work out, I go walk. And it's become one of my favorite things. When it's warm outside, I just love getting out, seeing the clear blue sky, seeing beautiful life, getting away. I'll listen to a podcast. I'll listen to music. I'll make sure a car's not running me over because I can't hear them. So I got to look around and make sure I'm seeing things. Other than that, dude, it's like the great escape every day when I would go walk. Right now, it's freaking cold. So I get on the treadmill. And I'll turn on something on TV, or I'll listen to a podcast or listen to music. Dude, it's become one of my favorite things. It's really easy. It's not strenuous. And I've heard that walking is actually better than running, depending on exactly what you're trying to do. And so I love that. Do you mind sharing with the folks? Because you've told me in the past, when you were 420 pounds, what you would eat in a typical day? Like, what did that look like? Because it was such a gargantuan change for you.
Yeah, man. 10,000 calories of fast food fun. I was literally addicted to fast food. In particular, I hope that they're not a sponsor because they're going to pull it after I drop their name. Taco Bell. You know, I could not go a single day without dropping $20 at Taco Bell. And when you factor in inflation, like that's $35 today. And so that was like half of my calories. The other part of that was coming from pizza and, you know, chicken and, you know, all kinds of unhealthy stuff, 7-Eleven. Like, it was just every day 10,000 calories. That's how somebody, you know, who's only 5'5", got up to a 66-inch waist. Like, I was a big boy, big boy.
You told me you would eat like a pizza or two or something like that every day on top of Taco Bell and everything else. And so even when I get to my weight, I'm still going to enjoy certain things in life. To me, it's about moderation. Like, soda's not good for you. Okay, fine. Have one, don't have four. You know what I mean? If you want to have a slice of pizza, have one or two, don't have 6 to 8. So that would be my biggest thing once somebody kind of gets within the realm of what their goal is. Would you agree with that?
No, it depends on the person. Honestly, I cannot disagree with you anymore, bro. So like when I go around and I give my talks, my favorite part of the presentation is when I show a brain scan side by side, MRIs, of somebody using cocaine and somebody using somebody eating a donut, and the same pleasure centers in the brain light up. Your brain reacts identically to it. And so you wouldn't celebrate a year of sobriety off of cocaine by, you know, doing a line. You absolutely wouldn't do it. So why in the world would you want to reintroduce something that's unhealthy, equally as unhealthy and equally as hard to kick? That's the thing. So for people who are especially prone to addiction struggles, these are the kind of people like me who absolutely positively I would advocate cannot, you know, have just a little bit. Moderation is not going to be the key to long-term success for a good chunk of the population.
Dude, that's phenomenal advice. I'm trying to lose another 10 to 15. You're a guy who lost, you know, 2/3 to 3/4 of your body weight and live in a very healthy lifestyle. So I'm going to listen to you. You're the expert on this, but I appreciate you taking the time to join me. And as always, dude, let's keep in touch.
Absolutely, brother, man. I'm super proud of you, man. Congratulations on all your success.
I appreciate it, Chuck. Thank you. Don't go anywhere, yes, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.